Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The most spiritual people that are around you. I don't care how spiritual they are. I don't care how much they know God. He's not going to tell them everything about you. Purposely, he didn't want to. He wants them to come to him directly. And under this new covenant, we can. Oh, it's wonderful. We can. We don't have to go through somebody else. Under the Old Testament, that's as close as they could get, was to the priest. Oh, but under this new covenant, there's one God, and there is one, not two, not a dozen, one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, just one. I can, you can, somebody got saved yesterday can, come right into the presence of the Almighty Creator of heavens and earth, and be received for yourself, and hear from God. I'll have it no other way in this church. You must hear from God for yourself. You must grow up. We're here to feed you, not run your life. Here to be an example, right? Not lord it over you. Big difference. Go to Nehemiah, please. For time's sake, let's just go on over to Nehemiah. This describes people that had gotten away from God, backslid, as we say. And then under the leadership of Nehemiah, they got back to God. And we've said this before in the book of Malachi, you see this. When people get cold, when they get carnal, that's one of the first things that goes is the giving. It's just a fact. But when people get close to God, they get full of the Spirit, get loving God with all their hearts, and they get loving each other, the pocketbook's open and the money flows. It's just a fact. How many remember the book of Acts? They all got filled with the Holy Ghost, and what did it say? Oh man, they were selling stuff and bringing it into the church, lands and properties and houses. They were giving to each other every day. The Bible said there was not any among them that lacked, nobody, because of the free-heartedness and all the giving that was going on. This is a church full of the Holy Ghost. How about us? Should we be any less?
No.
We're part of the same church. We got the same Holy Ghost. Same love. Nehemiah. See if I can abbreviate this. The 10th chapter, the 12th chapter, and the 13th chapters. If you want to read all of that, there's a lot in here about tithing. You know, they had a special offering every year where everybody gave a certain amount just for the maintenance of the house of God. This was completely separate from tithes and first fruits and any of those things. It was just a maintenance for the house of God offering. I think we should get back to the Bible, don't you?
Amen.
We may have a house of God offering sometime. Anyway, they brought in, the people got back to God, and they brought in the first fruits, and they brought in the tithes. And verse 37 of chapter 10, they said that the Levites might have the tithes. We see the Levites again and again. Verse 38, Aaron will be with the Levites. When the Levites take the tithes, they'll bring the tithe of the tithes. They're tithing off the tithes to the house of God, to the chambers, to the treasure house. For the children of Israel, verse 39, and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, new wine, oil into the chambers where the vessels of the sanctuary, the priests that minister, the porters, the singers, we will not forsake the house of our God. Tithes support the house of God. Now, if you skip down to the 12th chapter, and the 44th verses. At that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes. See, these are all different things. They're not the same thing. To gather to them out of the field to the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites, for Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. They got excited about supporting their ministers. And both the singers and porters kept the ward of their God and the ward of purification. The singers were taken care of, and they had full-time singers and players that sang every morning and every evening. Did you hear me? That's all they did. How many believe we ought to have lots of singers and lots of players and the finest garments and the finest instruments? And bless them too. In the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the porters. Now the porters were ushers, doormen, ushers. Every day his portion. And they sanctified the holy things. Now skip on down to the 13th chapter. The 5th verse. The middle of it says, the tithes of the corn, the new wine, the oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites and who? Singers. And who? Porters. And offerings of the priest. These are tithes. Well, Brother Keith, if I feel like the Lord leads me to send part of my tithe to Kenneth Copeland Ministries or Kenneth Hagin Ministries or Oral Roberts Ministries or Jerry Savelle Ministries, should I? It's his tithe. It's the Lord's tithe. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, Brother Keith, if the Lord directs me to send part of the tithe to some poor folk that I see, people that are hurting, fatherless, widows, would that be all right? Do you have scripture precedent for it? Would it be love? Would it be faith? And if the Spirit led you? Right? Well, Brother Keith, what if I feel like the Lord led me to give some tithes to one of the ushers? Or one of the singers? Or one of the players? Or one of the staff members? Or any of the ministers? Do you have precedent for it? Yes, you do. If you're led now, the IRS does not care, or I should say they don't like for you to designate money in the offering to go to an individual. So, you don't. You just give it to them. And you don't get a tax receipt. But they get more benefit out of it that way. They do. In every way. Back then, they didn't get any tax benefits. When this was written, that was not, didn't enter into it. How many understand? It should never be about the money. Right? What should it be? About love? About faith? About being led? Is this okay? You say, well, I just don't see it that way. Well, walk in the light you have.
Yes.
Fine. We love you. Love us.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Amen.
But see to it that it's not based on something else other than your light of the Word.
Yes, sir.
Now, keep reading here. And all the singers and ushers said,
Amen.
Amen. And greeters, book, store workers, children's workers, parking lot, and on and on. Cleaners, did I say cleaners? Cleaners. Would not all of these things be likened unto the Levites of old that are doing the labor? Huh? Certainly. So we have precedent. And again, the answer to a million and one questions is,
be led.
In 13, in verse 10. He said, I perceived on this occasion that the portions of the Levites had not been given to them. And the Levites and the singers hadn't been given to them that did the work. And so they were fled every one to his field. The people had quit tithing. You can see that plainly in verse 12 there. They had quit tithing, so these people didn't have enough to eat and enough to maintain their family, and so they had to leave the house of God and were working in the fields. Does that please God? How many churches is that so in this country today? You got all kind of pastors and associates that are working job and two and three and pastoring. And the congregation brags about it.
Yeah.
Well, our little pastor, you can tell a lot by those words right there. We got a good little preacher. And you know, he don't even take a salary. He's not too good to work. And that's never been about being too good. It's about doing the work of the Lord. And I don't care who you are, there's no way you can hold down two jobs and have the kind of anointing and revelation that you're supposed to have when you step into the pulpit.
Amen.
God will help you. He'll meet you where you are, but you're spending too much of yourself in other directions.
Amen.
Size is just not right.
That's right.
The people are supposed to be taking care of their ministers.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes,
I mean, in Nehemiah, he got on them, brother.
Amen.
Woo! Nehemiah come to town. He said, what? What? And he was the governor. So when he said, what? Everybody jumped. And I mean, he called the leaders and he said, where are the Levites? Where's the singers? What do you mean they didn't have enough to eat? They had to go get a job. What do you mean? Where's the tithe? How many churches today do not have adequate resources? Hadn't fulfilled vision God's given them 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Waiting on the money. Where's God's money at? Well, we know part of it is the tithe. Verse 11. Then I contended with them, with the rulers. I said, why is the house of God forsaken? I gathered them together and set them in their place. Boy, he straightened them out. Then brought all Judah the tithe. I mean, the whole bunch snapped and they brought, and people were taken care of again.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Tithe, the Holy Portion, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102E. That's R1102E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.